Back in February, an electrical outage caused a dam in East Boise to shut down. The Boise River ran nearly dry for about 8 hours. The company that operates the plant installed a backup alarm system. But a similar event occurred in September, prompting some to question the way the dam is being run. Frankie Barnhill reports.
On September 17th, the flow in the Boise River dropped from 621 cubic feet per second to 335. The drop occurred below Barber Dam. NL Green Power is the international company that leases the dam from Ada County. According to Operations Director Conrad St. Pierre, an electrical failure on the Idaho power circuit had occurred that morning.
So as a result of the power outage, our generating equipment was put into emergency stop automatically by plant controls, which resulted in an immediate stop of flow through our turbines.
St. Pierre says the pool behind the dam allowed water to spill over, which meant the river continued to flow at a lower level, even as the power was off. He says after his operators identified the problem, they contacted Idaho Power and waited for the company to make repairs. St. Pierre says these kind of events happen with plants that rely on the power grid, and Enel did everything it could. The power came back a few hours later, and the river's flow returned to normal levels. But to Idaho Fish and Game biologist Joe Kazafka, the change in river flow was concerning. Kazafka notes the February event was more serious, but says both spell problems for the fish and insect population.
There's probably been some mortality due to both of these events, so it's definitely not an ideal way to operate or manage an important system like this.
Kazafka says he hopes to see Enel find a more permanent fix, perhaps with a backup generator, to solve the power problems at Barber Dam. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.